Now, of course, the line was single, and that meant it had to be controlled by tokens, and these were electric token instruments. So the token sections were from Luton East to Harpenden East, Harpenden East to Ayot, and Ayot to Welling, and from Luton West to Dunstable. The bit between Luton West and Luton East was double track, so you didn't need tokens as such. And I got some photographs which you can take of the type of token instrument that was used. But it had certain peculiarities, because Harpenden East, which was a passing place, could what they call switch out. And this was at lighter times of traffic, when you didn't need to pass trains there, particularly late at night. You could switch the box out such that all trains went through on the single line. And that meant that Luton East and Ayot had two token instruments for that section. One was from Luton East to Harpenden East, and the other was from Luton East to Ayot. So depending on whether Harpenden East was switched out, you would have different tokens issued to the driver. And this caused a certain problem, because the train service pattern was not even. There were more trains went from Luton to Welwyn Garden City when it was switched out than what they came back. So you got an uneven distribution of the tokens, and eventually you would get a pile of tokens at Ayot, and you would run short of tokens at Luton East. So about every 10 days, I think it was, the technician had to go into Luton East token machine, or Ayot, I think it was. We actually had an arrangement. We went to Ayot box to collect these tokens, and he could open up the machine to take the surplus of tokens out and bring them back to Luton East, so that you could then start this cycle all over again. I'm not sure how much you know about token working, but it's a method whereby when you want to send a train down a section of single line, you actually physically give the driver a token from the machine, and the signalmen go through various bell routines and lock and anti-lock devices, so that when a token is removed, you can't take a token from the far machine. It's a means of ensuring that you don't get two trains running together on the single line.